Welcome back to Lifting You Higher podcast. I am Brenda.
And I'm Jessica.
And we are so glad that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to us. We hope that whatever we say today will bring you encouragement and strength and peace and joy and all the other wonderful things that God provides for us. Yes. So today, Jessica, we are doing an interesting topic, and I will let you take it away.
Okay. Well, I just thought that we should, a lot of us, well, I know for me that there are seasons of waiting.
That's right.
So sometimes it gets really hard waiting on the Lord, waiting on his do this next or here you go, you know. So I just thought we maybe should talk about that and how to survive the waiting period.
Yeah, that perfect timing when we're waiting for the things we our heart's desires.
I mean, waiting can just be so challenging. I hate it. Just
I know. Well, and I will say this too, and probably I'm jumping the gun here.
But no, you're fine.
I will say this, that I've been around the earth multiple times now, so I can look back. Mm-hmm. I'll just say it. I'm 63, so I'm 63. I've been around the planet a lot. So, ironically, and I hate to admit this, but it's true. Lots of times the things we're waiting on is because we are not at the perfect time.
Right.
Well, it stinks, but it is. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is. I mean, I wonder, we're going to get to some examples and I'll wait till you share your examples. But, that's just, I look back at my own personal life. Let me tell you, I'm talking about Brenda's personal life. And if I'd gotten some of the things I've gotten now back, 34 years ago, I would have just tore the crap out of it, made a mess of it and left it in shambles and then been mad at God.
So go ahead. Yeah. So it's all in God's perfect timing, which is something we should remember here.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of who are some biblical examples of people who had to wait? And I have a few here I thought we could talk about.
Yeah.
The first is Abraham and Sarah. So of course we know that God promised Abraham and Sarah a son.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in their old age. But they waited 25 years from the time God said he was going to do it to the time he was born, their son was born.
And I'm wondering if maybe, and man, I hate to admit this because I'm like all about girl power and woman power. We can do it. We can change the world. Mm-hmm. But when I think about Abraham and Sarah, because of my age, I often wonder if Sarah, God had to work on Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that wasn't the holdup in that situation, that it was like, the timing isn't right. The timing's not mm-hmm. right. The timing's not right. And now it's right. And
well, she laughed.
Yeah. So maybe there wasn't some holdup there. And then also, Abraham, maybe Abraham wasn't really willing to, if it had happened when they wanted it to happen, would he have not offered it up to God, offered him up to God, know? So Abraham and Sarah had some work to be done before they would get the blessing.
Yes. And then some of my favorite stories come from Moses and Joshua. They had to wait in the wilderness with the Israelites after escaping Egypt. How long did they stay in the wilderness?
40 years.
Those 40
miserable little
years.
People. Yeah. I mean,
they had to wait until a whole generation had passed so they could go into the promised land with a new generation.
And, here's the deal. Of course, it's so easy to pick at people.
Well,
yes. But these are the people that saw the Red Sea split.
Yes.
Saw the Egyptian soldiers killed. Saw bread, manna falling from heaven. I mean, I can't even really conceive that, but saw manna, food mm-hmm. falling from heaven every day. All you had to do is walk out mm-hmm. your tent and there would be your food.
But also the fire by night, cloud by day.
I know, yeah.
Hello.
I'm like. Okay.
But then again, I think about my own times of waiting and I'm like, I'm really sorry, God. I was the same way.
No, okay.
Yeah. And then my last example.
40 years is a long time. 40 years is.
That's a long
generation.
Time.
Yeah, that's a long time. Okay.
Yes. Okay, my last example here is David waiting to be crowned king. So, Saul crowned him king before. Was it Saul? Samuel.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, Saul was the king.
Saul was the king. So Samuel crowned him king, but he wasn't able to be on the throne. And he served King Saul for 14 years before he was able to be on the throne.
And, you know, say what you want to say about David. I mean, I know what he did was wrong. He did what he did was wrong with Bathsheba. I mean, we know that was wrong, right? Yes. I mean, it was really bad. But this guy has such cred. I mean, he knew he was supposed to be king, mm-hmm. and he always behaved right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, man.
Then you let one moment of temptation.
Well, after he became king, though.
Yes.
But even up to the point of becoming king,
yes,
when it would have been excusable, mm-hmm. it was like, he has to serve that numbnut, you know,
yeah.
that idiot, knucklehead.
He had the chance to, you know, kill him.
I know, and he always behaved rightly, yes. but still he had to wait. And I'm like, because, you know, I don't know if I would have been so well behaved. I mean, because I think yeah. about some bosses mm-hmm. that I've had in my life that I've had to serve, and I did not act that righteous. I mean, I didn't kill him or anything. I wanted to, but I maybe did other things that were just as bad.
Yeah.
So,
well,
just saying.
So what does all of this waiting get us? Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it helps us with our patience. It cultivates patience within us, and we persevere. And it's, you know, we live in a world of instant gratification, so waiting now is even harder than I'm sure Abraham and Sarah, you know, in their time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, although the culture then was you have to have a son, and you know, he's your heir and all of that. But so it gives us that perseverance in God. We have our patience, and you know, as we wait, we learn to surrender, because we've talked about surrender. We learn to surrender our own time frame to his, which yeah. his ways are so much greater than I could ever imagine. So,
okay. So I'm going to tell you a dog story.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a dog, and I got him from the shelter. He's half Belgian Malinois. And so if you know anything about those types of dogs, they're the ones that you use for military stuff and police stuff.
He's a horse.
And they're half crazy in the head, okay? Yeah. I'm just saying it. And I didn't know that's what he was. I didn't look at the paperwork until I got home. And then I was like, well, he's here. I'm not taking him back. So yeah. we're going to... And I, to tell you the truth, I didn't even know what it was either. I mean, I had to do research on the internet to find out what it was. But anyways, what he was. So so one of the things that... So I had to go through a lot of education. I had to educate myself and stuff. But one of the things you have to do with these dogs is you have to constantly work on them learning self-control.
Oh.
that patience and mm-hmm. surrendering your self-gratification. So even if he knows when he comes inside after doing his business, he gets a treat. Mm. So I have to remind myself to just not, on occasion, not just give him the treat immediately.
Oh.
That he has to learn to sit there and learn self-control, mm-hmm. knowing that he will get the treat, but he's going to get it under my timeline, not his. Now, every once in a while, God will say, yeah. Mm. And I'm like, okay, I get it. It's not funny. It's funny for me to do it to him, but I don't like it when God does it to me. You know, it's like, it's not funny.
I know. Well, like you'd mentioned earlier, like in all of, well, not all, but the majority of my first few years of back to the Lord, I was like, Lord, just tell me what the next step is. I'm ready. But I wasn't. If he would have told me, in 2022, you're going to start your own ministry. I'm like, no, I'm not. And I would have done the complete opposite.
Yeah.
But he has to prepare us for those steps to take. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
So how do we wait? Well, I guess, if you will. Well,
with grace.
With grace and dignity. No, I'm just kidding. No, with prayer. Honestly, I've been waiting on something myself, and I just surrender it to the Lord because I don't know what to do, and I'm waiting on the next step. Sometimes he asks us to step out in faith, but that's not this necessarily right now. So we right. pray about it because it's nothing you can necessarily control, you know? So prayer for me helps me give it back to God. So my hands are off of it. My little grubby fingers are off of it.
Right. That's right. And help me, God, mm-hmm. you know, help me, because when it is a desire of your heart, you know, it is hard to be patient.
Yes.
I mean, I do not wish to be Sarah. I do not wish to be any of these people, because when it is a desire of your heart, it is really hard to wait patiently. Mm-hmm. And like you said, especially in today's times, because we are so about instant gratification, you know.
You know, I think God allows us to take these little steps to prepare us for what's next. Mm-hmm. And if I were to take the next, like, leap, I don't think I would be ready for what was next. You know, in the times of waiting, the Lord teaches us patience and perseverance, but also prepares us for what the skills and the things we need for the next step.
Yeah, I think in the prayer time is where you learn how to mature for staying power.
Yes.
So that whatever is the desire of your heart, whatever it is that you know you're called to do, whatever it is, that you have staying power, mm-hmm. and that you don't get there and then lose it because you didn't have the character. And I when I'm saying this, I'm telling you that four fingers are pointing right back at me. You have to have the staying power, the character, the maturity to stay there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, how heartbreaking would it be to get your dream, your desire, and then lose it, mm-hmm. because you weren't ready to handle it?
Yeah.
That
would be awful. That would just be awful.
It'd be awful. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm going to recommend you guys read Psalms 27. It's a prayer of David, but it's his prayer in the midst of waiting. And I think it's just so beautiful, and it illustrates the meaning of waiting on the Lord and how we can have confidence in the Lord and trust that he really does have our best interest at heart.
Absolutely.
So, but another element.
Oh, wait, and just like, oh, yeah. Also, I know also in the prayer and the waiting is that, you know, that if we could make it happen, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be as good.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah. Even as like, okay, I'm going to make this happen because I need it now. Then it's never going to be as good as if we waited, because mm-hmm. God is into the details. And, you know, it'd be like, oh, that is so good. You know, that I didn't even think about that part. Mm-hmm. That makes it even better. But we would have just cut that out because we went straight to the vanilla ice cream cone, not even realizing that there's chocolate, strawberry, and whatever out there. You know, because Sprinkles. We had to have the ice cream cone. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's, I always reference things of food. There you go.
Yes. Okay, so other than prayer, what we should be doing is staying rooted in Scripture. Mm. The Bible is filled with promises, beyond promises on promises on promises of God providing for his children, like his faithfulness, his character. And then you can read the stories of Abraham and Sarah and Moses and David and know, oh, okay, God's got me. If he got those people, like if he carried them through, he's going to carry me through.
And you know, speaking of Scripture, mm-hmm. I'm just going to give you one right now that I've been really camped on, and it is Psalms 24.
Okay.
And it's the Scripture that says that God will give you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. And because there is something that I've really been camping on that I really want, and I can't make it happen myself. And so in a perverse way, I kind of throw it back at him. I was like, let me read what you gave me in Psalms 24 out loud to you, Lord. Yeah. And so I was just like, open it up, and I would just start reading. You said that. Mm-hmm. I didn't make that up in my head. It's your word. Jesus is the word.
Yes.
You know, you guys know this is what you said. You know, and I just started doing this, actually this Sunday, and because I am really, I mean, I am daylight is burning. I feel like, you know, without getting into the end times, I'm like, I want to know what this is in
like,
this
come
time.
Come on.
I mean, because I see the sign of the times. Okay, so anyway, so Sunday I gave an offering for $20.04, which I know they're like, what's up with the 4 cents? Oh. But I was like, it was an electronic giving.
Oh, yeah.
So it was $20.04. So mm-hmm. I know they were like, did she accidentally push four, man, and zero? You know, I was like, no, it was $20.04. because I am on that scripture until.
That's funny.
But it's just, it's scripture and prayer. It's a release, so that I don't, start making myself, trying to make myself make it happen. That's what it is. Because it is. It's like, okay, you can make it happen yourself? Or are you going to wait for God to do it for you?
Oh, yeah. So speaking of scripture, let's read Psalms 27:14. It says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart be courageous. Wait for the Lord." If it repeats itself in the word, you got to pay attention. My little like, ding. It says wait. It says wait for the Lord. Like, be strong. We can wait. We can do it.
That's right.
And also when I say wait, sometimes I'm like, okay, I have to wait. So I'm just going to sit here. I'm not going to do anything to grow my brain. I'm not going to do anything to deepen my relationship with the Lord. I'm just going to sit here. So, but waiting is not passive. Our waiting with the Lord is not passive.
That's right. And Jessica, you're just all over me today. Okay. So, I spent the first 21 days of this year on a fast. Mm-hmm. And when it would get down to the last few hours of the fast, sometimes I would just be laying on my couch, just totally like, feeling flesh being carved off of me. Because, the first day, the second day, third day, no big deal. But once we got past those 3 days and we're into the meat of the 21, it was rough going. And so sometimes I would just, day 17 and I'd have 3 more hours to go. Sometimes I would just lay on the couch and just go, I can't do anymore, just carve it off of me. I don't care, whatever is happening. And so it was passive. And sometimes you just have to, it's okay if you have to just go lay on the couch.
Well, it's okay, yes.
But I should have been more, proactive.
Yes.
Because I knew the next day that, that last couple of hours was going to be rough. So I need to be proactive. I need to have a plan so that I'm not just laying on the couch thinking, it's killing me. So be proactive.
But this is what my husband tells me all the time. You can rest, but be proactive.
Yes.
Don't be passive. Don't rest passively or don't wait passively. You got to be active. And I'm like, what? No. Okay. What? No.
Right. So one of the things I did is that I said, okay, the last 30 minutes I'm going to be singing. I'm going to do praise and worship. I'm just turn the TV on, get into some praise and worship and do 30 minutes of praise and worship. And that helped immensely, instead of laying on the couch, just going, just kill me.
Just
now.
Kill me.
Carve it off. I don't care.
Yes. But let me just encourage you, if you haven't had this form of waiting, it's not always as bad, but when we wait, we can engage in acts of service, acts of kindness. Yes. We can journal our gratitudes for the Lord, like, thank you for this house, thank you for life, thank you for anything, everything. And that helps us, remember the faithfulness of God and remember everything he's given you thus far. And that helps your brain, like, oh, he's already given me this? Okay, so he's going to give me what I've been asking for.
That's right. And thank him.
Yes.
That should be like a daily habit.
Yes, we should already be doing that, but yes. And then also, I think sometimes we have the temptation of doubt comes when we're waiting for so long. We're like, this is never going to happen, And don't grow anxious. We read the verse about, don't be anxious in everything.
Philippians
4.
Yeah, 4, 6 through 7. Yes.
And Don't let the enemy steal the joy of the wait.
Yes.
I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but I promise it's not. So let's just continue to remember, waiting on the Lord is a journey of faith. It's a journey. It's not just going to be I'm waiting for an hour and I'm done. No, it's going to take some time.
Exactly. And so many things can... lots of times in the wait, it's because God wants to build on the relationship between you and him.
Mm-hmm.
When I had to forgive my father, and when that got to that, God did an instantaneous forgiveness in my heart. I mean, I can take you to the physical location where I was standing when I realized that he had removed that from my heart. It was not something I did, that I worked on or anything. It was like an instantaneous removal from my heart, that unforgiveness. And I no longer had to carry that with me. And then when I thought, well, okay, let's, you know, do the same miracle with my mother, you know?
Yeah, come on.
And it was, and the Holy Spirit directly spoke to me and said, no, we're going to walk that one out.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? and it was because in that walk, in that waiting, we're going to build a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is in the waiting that you build your relationship. I know it would be better to have it instantaneously, but in the way, and sometimes we are such fleshly, pathetic little creatures that, you know, we do have to, the carrot has to be
dangling in front of us,
dangling so that we get focused and we do get. And so in that waiting is lots of times is simply because God wants to build a relationship with you more than just being Santa Claus or the, you know, the
ATM.
Charge card, ATM. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And just remember all that he's already given you. Like, there's such, I don't know, the gifts of the Lord are so immeasurable and so powerful. So it's okay. Don't get discouraged is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But also let me end on this, but let's remember that we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. We are all called.
Yes.
That's Romans 8:28. So just remember, we are all called. God will work things out for our good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that you got something from today's podcast that you can use in your life, because that's why Jessica and I are here anyway in the first place. And so I just want you to remember that you are loved, you are beautiful inside and out, you have a purpose on this planet.
Yes.
You have a purpose on this planet and you are needed. So be blessed, stay safe, and we hope you come back to take a listen.